Now to a comic nautical theme, pirates. Writer Brooks Brown cares deeply about pirates, and we care about them, at least enough to allow Mr. Brown to follow his passion for our series, Three Books. That's our summer reading series, where authors recommend books on a single theme. Here's Brooks Brown.
Picture him, a swashbuckler standing on the bow of a boat, with an eye patch, a wooden leg, and a parrot on his shoulder. He's the pirate. They existed in the past, and they inhabit the modern world. It just turns out we have no idea exactly what is underneath that fabled eye patch. If Pirates of the Caribbean is the soda and popcorn version of pirates, then Under the Black Flag, well, that's the bottle of rum. Delving deep into the myths we've grown up with, David Cordingly dutifully destroys the happy face of pirates we've come to love. In its place, he leaves a history that is not only accurate, but considerably more fascinating. As it turns out, pirates really did have parrots and monkeys. Kept as pets, they were often used to bribe slippery government officials. And female pirates like Anne Bonny and Mary Read, they actually did spend years hiding themselves in men's clothing on ships, killing, plundering, and being tried for crimes on the high seas right alongside the men. Even the buried treasure some still hunt for today, it actually did exist. As Under the Black Flag shows, the truth behind the myths can sometimes be even better than the myths themselves. In Dangerous Waters, John Burnett hitches a ride on two cargo ships as they navigate the high sea and discovers that today's pirates are a far cry from the pirates we've come to know. Forget the fleets of ships flying the Jolly Roger. Modern piracy often takes the form of a high seas mugging by a small number of men in canoes. Deftly weaving in and out of the misconceptions and realities of the modern pirate, Dangerous Waters gives an honest and in-the-trenches view of piracy in the new millennium. Meanwhile, as Lawrence Lessig writes in Free Culture, a new breed of pirate is taking their battle to land. Rather than the waters of the ocean, they spend their time surfing the internet, and their plunder is not doubloons. Their theft is that of movies, music, and software. Written as a brilliantly thought-out argument, Lessig takes us through the various worlds of internet piracy and their implications. As he points out, the young man with BitTorrent downloading software today is not a far cry from those who used VCRs, Walkman, and even the phonograph. The only thing in their path? As Lessig shows us, it is that caricature we've painted of the pirate, the carefree lawbreaker who believes they are fighting against tyranny. And it turns out, these pirates are all around us. The truth behind the tales be infinitely more interesting. Aye, me parrot concurs.
Writer Brooks Brown lives in San Francisco. His three for books about pirates are Under the Black Flag by David Cordingly, Dangerous Waters by John Burnett, and Free Culture by Lawrence Lessig.